You're watching Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. I'm Glen Ong, and he's the Flying Dutchman. I certainly hope you're enjoying the segment.
And remember, it's that festive season, so we're dealing with things around the festive season. Next up, we have Dr. Kwa Hak Mien, who is a colorectal surgeon with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
Now, traveling during the festive season means more eating and drinking, as well as increased stress from holiday planning as well. Now, all this can add up to wreak havoc to your colon health, leading to a host of digestive problems and making the joyful season not as joyful as you would want it to be. So, once again, welcome, Dr. Kwa.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So, Dr. Kwa, what does all... It's this, you know, it's the season of giving. It's also the season of meat. What does all this meat feasting do to our colon if we don't consume enough fiber?
Actually, our colon is able to handle it and take care of things. It's only when we have gone way overboard, then we get into trouble. Like many people say, a lot of things in life is about balance.
Yeah.
If we eat meat, but we balance it with enough fiber, enough for everything, we should be okay.
What if you don't eat meat, then you're just on a plant-based diet?
It's also okay. Some people who are completely vegetarian or they eat a lot of fiber, they may have a bit of a flatulence or a bit of bloatedness, but after a while, they get used to it.
Here's the question I was asked the other day. I was out at dinner and someone was completely vegetarian through the entire meal. And one of my friends turned to him and went, "You've got to be careful. Don't over-fiber yourself." Is that even possible?
Yes, some people do go overboard. And actually, too much fiber, I mean, talking about excessive amount, can actually cause constipation. Because they have... Because fiber is basically roughage, so it's too much roughage, too much bulk, then they can get jammed up.
So you can actually get blockages and get jammed up with too much fiber.
It's hard to digest.
That's right. Fiber takes longer to digest.
Thank you, Dr. Kwa. This is HealthSense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. When we come back, we'll find out what types of diets increase the risk of colon cancer.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to HealthSense. This morning we have Dr. Kwa Hak Mien, colorectal surgeon at Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, with us.
For someone who's at risk or has risk factors for colon cancer or have existing colon polyps, does this high-fat diet and large amounts of alcohol increase their risk?
We do not totally understand colon cancer just yet. We do not understand what causes it. But it seems that people who take too much red meat, people take a lot of processed meat, especially cured meat like ham, sausages, they seems to have a higher risk of colorectal cancer. Alcohol also seems to increase a person's risk. Smoking also increases a person's risk. Smoking causes all kinds of problems.
Right.
Yes. So I mean, we all should eat slightly less red meat, especially meat cooked at high temperature like barbecue or roasted.
Yeah.
And definitely, if possible, we should cut down on processed meat.
Yeah, we're talking about processed meat. Is it the meat or the fact that it's processed? Because a lot of vegetarian food and vegan food is just as processed.
We do not know, but I believe it might be due to the processing part. Most of our food producers are honest people, but every now and then, I'm sure you hear news of certain factories putting some stuff in, certain preservatives that are not legally allowed. And perhaps small quantities of these chemicals over the years are toxic to our system and over time lead to colorectal cancer.
Wow. You're certainly hitting Dr. Kwa with very tough questions.
Very tough questions today. Because it's... I don't know. I'm 63, so at my age, I tend to worry about stuff like that.
Yeah, he loves his ham.
I love my ham. I love my sausages. I love my meat. I'm a true blue carnivore. You know, I can't survive without my meat.
I'm on plant-based sausages now.
Yes. So hence I asked the question.
I think everything in life is about balance. I mean, we can still have our meat, we can still have our ham, we can have our vegetables, but it's all about in moderation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Kwa. This is Health Sense, supported by Gleneagles Hospital Singapore. When we come back, we'll find out what other lifestyle choices affect our chances of getting colon cancer.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense. This morning we have Dr. Kwa Hak Mien, colorectal surgeon at Gleneagles Hospital Singapore, with us.
Some of my patients, when they are diagnosed with colorectal cancer, they are very upset. They tell us, hey, doctor, I've been a good person. I've been eating well. I stay away from so-called unhealthy stuff. But why am I getting it? Mm. There are also people who eat everything, well, the extreme man, and they are fine.
Yeah.
So I'll tell all my patients that let's be reasonable, take things in moderation.
Right.
You can indulge every now and then. You also have to be responsible to ourselves and to our family. And if in the end we are sick, then we have to deal with it. All of us will live and will get ill and will die someday. So what's the point of living so long and yet not being able to enjoy ourselves?
Right.
So we also have to indulge sometimes. And food is, in many cultures, is part of enjoyment, is part of socializing. And so let not deprive a person completely from that. Yeah.
I think for Singapore that is a problem, because it's changing slowly now. Mm-hmm. But in most countries people eat to live. I tend to believe that in Singapore we live to eat. We're a little different. And I think it's because of the food that's available. I think we tend to live to eat. Interesting.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Dr. Kwa. We've been talking to Dr. Kwa Hak Mien, colorectal surgeon at Gleneagles Hospital Singapore. Thank you so much, Dr. Kwa. Thank you. You're watching Health Sense right here on 1FM 91.3 with Glen and the Flying Dutchman, supported by Gleneagles Hospital Singapore, on your side.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.